Hare Krishna. We have to fall asleep, but we don't have to fall for sleep. Sleep is a basic biological necessity. We are able to function in a healthy and effective way when our bodies get the adequate rest and rejuvenation that accompanies sleep. And the Bhagavad Gita recognizes the necessity of proper sleeping even for those of us serious spiritual seekers. In the 5th chapter, in the 6th chapter, 16th text, Krishna says, Natyashnatastu yogosti nachaikantam anashnataha nachati swapna shilasya jagruto naivacha arjuna. So he says, Natyashnatastu yogosti, that one who eats too much cannot be a yogi. Nachaikantam anashnata, nor one who does not eat at all. And similarly, one who sleeps too much or sleeps too little, that person can also not be a yogi. So Krishna is giving a very categorical declaration here that excessive sleeping or inadequate sleeping, both become disqualifications for us to move onwards in the path of yoga. And then, so now, the same Bhagavad Gita later gives something significantly different, or at least it sounds different at first reading. In the 18th chapter, in the 39th verse, it says, Yadagre cha nubandhe cha sukham mohanam atmanaha nidralasya pramadottham tattamasam udharatam. So he said, Yadagre cha nubandhe cha, from beginning to end. So, sukham mohanam atmanaha, that which is illusion from beginning to end, nidra alasya pramadottam, nidra alasya and pramad. So sleep, laziness and pramad can mean madness, intoxication. Tattamasamudharatam, that which is born from this, tadottam, this is from the mode of ignorance. So here sleep is categorized as in the mode of ignorance. And the whole Bhagavad Gita message is that we should rise from the lower modes like ignorance and passion towards the higher mode of goodness and beyond to transcendence. So if sleep is characteristic of ignorance, then why does the Bhagavad Gita say that we need to have, that one who sleeps too less cannot be a yogi? Isn't it that if something is ignorance, that needs lessening it is good? Yes, lessening sleep is good, but we have to also recognize that it is a bodily necessity. And that means that we can't lessen it beyond what is actually required for the body. So, what is the difference is, we have to fall asleep, but we don't have to fall for sleep. Fall for sleep means that we sleep not to give rest to the body, but because we want to escape from the troubles and problems of life. So, when one simply seeks to escape from life's problems, and seek sleep as an escape way, then we are falling to the temptation of sleeping. And that fall for sleep is something which is undesirable. And so what the Bhagavad Gita says is that it is characterizing not sleep as an ignorance, but the pleasure derived from sleep as being in ignorance. That means, and we see that the idea of escapism is implicit in the other two examples of ignorant pleasure given also, where he says, alasya, lethargy, where one is lazy, one doesn't do what one is expected to do and one tries to take the easy way out, or madness or intoxication, what happens? There also one is escaping from real life by imagining some situation where the problems are not there. At the bottom of the bottle, where one drinks and goes into a drug-induced alternative world of one's imagination. So now a drink induced in this case. So the point is that if we have a yogic attitude, that means if we understand that sleeping is a body necessity, we understand that we have the body which can be used either for material purposes or spiritual purposes. Yogis, those who are pursuing transcendental truth, they recognize the body, that we shouldn't misidentify with the body, but the body is still important. Shariram dharma sadhanam. The body is meant for us to pursue dharma. And when we recognize this, then we take care of the body because it is a tool for us, an indispensable tool for us to be used for doing sadhana. Bhakti yoga takes this vision even deeper when we see not just the body, not just as a tool, to take us to Krishna, but we see the body also as a gift given to us by Krishna, so that we can come to him. And we see the body as Krishna's property. Therefore, we do need to take care of Krishna's property for the sake of serving him, for the sake of keeping it as a fit instrument to be used in his service. So in this mood, devotees sleep prayerfully, thanking Krishna for giving them an opportunity to serve him during that previous day. And they wake enthusiastically, eager and grateful to have another opportunity, a new day, a fresh day to serve Krishna. And when if we have this prayerful devotional attitude to permeating our entire life, then even sleeping becomes spiritualized, being subsumed in a life of devotion to Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.